Joyce and hallelujah, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages, amen. The service of the first watch of the midnight office, I offer unto Christ, my King and my God, beseeching him to forgive me my sins. From the songs of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his blessings be upon us all. Amen. Page 161, Psalm 3. O Lord,
why are they multiplied that afflict me? Many rise up against me. Many say unto my soul, there is no salvation for him and his God. But thou, Lord, art my helper, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy mountain. I lay down and slept, I awoke, for the Lord will help me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all who have caused are mine enemies. The teeth of sinners hast thou broken. Salvation is of the Lord, and the best is upon thy people. Alleluia.
Page 165, Psalm 116. O praise the Lord, all you nations, praise him, all you peoples. For he has made his mercy to prevail over us, and the truth of the Lord abides forever. Alleluia. Psalm 117. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Let the house of Israel now say that he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Let the house of Aaron now say that he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Let all that fear the Lord now say that he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
Out of my affliction I called upon the Lord, and he heard me and brought me into a broad place. The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do to me. The Lord is my helper, and I shall look down upon my enemies. It is better to trust in the Lord than trust in man.
It is better to hope in the Lord than to hope in princes. All the nations compassed me round about, and by the name of the Lord I warded them off. Surrounding me they compassed me, and by the name of the Lord I warded them off. They compassed me about like bees around the honeycomb, and they burst into flame like a fire among the thorns, and by the name of the Lord I warded them off. I was pushed and overturned that I might fall, and the Lord was quick to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord has brought strength. The right hand of the Lord has exalted me. The right hand of the Lord has brought strength.
I shall not die, but live, and I shall tell of the works of the Lord.
With chastisement has the Lord chastened me, but he has not given me over unto death. Open unto me the gates of righteousness. I will enter therein and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord, the righteous shall enter in thereat. I will give thanks to thee, for thou hast heard me, and hast become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made, let us rejoice and be glad therein. O Lord, save now, O Lord, send now prosperity. Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God as the Lord has appeared unto us. Ordain a feast with thick boughs, even unto the horns of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will confess thee. Thou art my God, and I will exalt thee. I will give thanks to thee, for thou hast heard me. Thou art become my salvation. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Hallelujah.
Page 179. Behold my humiliation and rescue me, for thy law have I not forgotten.
Judge my cause and redeem me, for thy word's sake quicken me. Far from sinners is salvation, for they have not sought after thy statutes. Thy compassions are many, O Lord, according to thy judgment quicken me. Many are they that persecute me and afflict me, from thy testimonies have I not declined. I beheld men acting foolishly, and I pined away, because they kept not thy sayings. Behold how I have loved thy commandments. O Lord, in thy mercy quicken me. The beginning of thy words is truth, and all the judgments of thy righteousness endure forever.
Glory be to thee, O lover of mankind. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, and because of thy words my heart hath been afraid. I will rejoice in thy sayings as one that findeth great spoil. Unrighteousness have I hated and abhorred, but thy law have I loved. Seven times a day have I praised thee for the judgments of thy righteousness. Much peace have they that love thy law, and for them there is no stumbling block. I awaited thy salvation, O Lord, and thy commandments have I loved. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and hath loved them exceedingly.
I have kept thy commandments and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee.
O Lord, let my supplication draw nigh before thee, O Lord. According to thy word, give me understanding.
Glory be to thee, O lover of mankind.
petition come before thee, O Lord, according to thine oracle deliver me. My lips shall pour forth a hymn when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy sayings, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thy hand be for saving me, for I have chosen thy commandments.
I have longed for thy salvation, O Lord, and thy law is my meditation. My soul shall live and shall praise thee, and thy judgments will help me. I have gone astray like a sheep that is lost. O seek thy servant, for I have not forgotten thy commandments.
Glory to God, holy, 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 passage from the Gospel according to St. Matthew, the pure disciple. May his blessings be upon us all. Amen.
Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they who were ready went with them to the wedding. And the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Glory be to God forever.
May thy name be included in peace. Worship thee, Christ, the God of the Father and the Holy Spirit, for thou hast come and saved us. Behold, the bridegroom comes at midnight. Blessed art thou, servant, whom ye shall find watching, but him ye shall find sleeping, unworthy to go with him. See, O my soul, that thou grow not heavy with sleep, lest thou be cast outside the kingdom. But watch and cry aloud, saying, "Holy, holy, holy art thou, O God, for the sake of the Theotokos, have mercy upon us." Consider that terrible day and awake and light your lamp with oil of gladness, because you know not the hour when that cry comes upon you, saying, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming." See, O my soul, that you sleep not, lest you be found outside, knocking like the 5 foolish virgins. But watch that you may meet the Lord Christ with the oil of fatness, and that he may grant thee the true wedding of his divine glory. Salvation, O Virgin Theotokos, and an invincible bulwark, bring to naught the counsels of our adversaries, and the affliction of thy servants turn into joy. Defend our city, fight for our kings, and intercede for the peace of the world, for thou art our hope, O Theotokos.
O Heavenly King, the comfort of the Spirit of Truth, who art ever-present and fill us with all things, O treasury of good and bestower of life, come and dwell in us and cleanse us from every stain, and save a good one our souls. Thou wast with thy disciples, O Savior, and gave us the peace. Come also and be with us, and save us, and deliver our souls. When we stand in thy holy temple, we are counted as though standing in heaven. Thou art the gate of heaven, O Mother of God. Open unto us the door of mercy.
O Lord, hear us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
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 Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
Holy, 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 Lord of Sabaoth, heaven and earth, full of thy glory and thy majesty. Have mercy on us, O God, the Father, Pontificator, Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord of hosts, be thou with us.
We have no other help in tribulation necessities but thee. Loose submit and pardon, O God, our transgression that we have committed voluntarily and involuntarily, conscious and unconsciously, hidden or manifest. O Lord, amid for the sake of thy holy name by which we are called, according to thy mercies, O Lord, not according to our sins.
Make us further pray with thanksgiving, saying, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Choice Nainan, Alleluia, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. The service of the second watch of the midnight office I offer unto Christ, my King and my God, beseeching him to forgive me my sins. From the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and the King, may his blessings rest upon us all, Amen.
Page 187, Psalm 119. Unto the Lord of my affliction have I cried, and he heard me. O Lord, deliver my soul from unrighteous lips and from a crafty tongue. What shall be given unto thee, and what shall be added unto thee for thy crafty tongue? The arrows of the mighty one sharpened with foes of the desert. Woe is me, for my sojourning is prolonged. I have tented with the tent of Kedar. My soul has long been a sojourner. With them that hate peace, I was peaceable. When I spoke to them, they warred against me without a cause. Alleluia. Page 191, Psalm 128. Many a time have they warred against me from my youth, let Israel now say. Many a time have they warred against me from my youth, and yet they have not prevailed against me. The sinners wrought upon my back, they lengthened out their iniquity. The Lord is righteous,
he has cast us under the necks of sinners.
Let them be put to shame and turn back, all they that hate Zion. Let them be as the grass upon the housetops, before it is plucked up, is withered away. Wherefore the reaper fills not his hand, nor he that gathers sheaves his bosom. Nor have they that pass by said, the blessing of the Lord come upon you. We have blessed you in the name of the Lord. Alleluia.
Luxasi o Theosimon, holy, holy, holy. Passage from the Gospel according to St. Luke the pure disciple. May his blessing rest upon us all. Amen.
And one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with them. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city, who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wipe them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answered and said to him, Simon, I have something to say to you. And he said, Teacher, say it. There was a certain creditor who had two debtors, one owed 500 denarii, the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me therefore which of them will love him more. Simon answered and said, I suppose the one whom he forgave more. And he said to him, you have rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? I entered your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. And he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? And he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Glory be to God forever. Amen. May thy saying be concluded in peace. We worship thee, O Christ, together with thy good Father and the Holy Spirit, for thou hast come and saved us.
Lord, grant me a fountain of many tears like that which thou first granted to the woman who was a sinner. Make me worthy to wash thy feet which have freed me from the path of error, and to bring unto thee a precious ointment, and to acquire through repentance a purified life, that I may hear the voice full of joy. Thy faith has saved thee, I consider the multitude of my wicked works, and the remembrance of that terrible judgment comes to my heart, trembling takes hold of me, and I straightway take judge in thee. O God, the lover of mankind, turn away thy face from me, I beseech thee, who alone art without sin. Grant my wretched soul a godly fear before the consummation and save me. The heavens praise thee, O thou thou full of grace, the unwedded bride. We also glorify thy unspeakable birth-giving, O Theotokos, and Mother of mercy and salvation, make intercession for the salvation of our souls.
The comfort and spirit of truth, who art everywhere present and fill us all things. O treasury of good and bestower of life, come and dwell in us and cleanse us from every stain and save a good one our souls. As thou was with thy disciples, O Savior, and give us them peace, come also and be with us and save us and deliver our souls. Temple, we are counted as though standing in heaven. Thou art the gate of heaven, O Mother of God. Open unto us the door of mercy.
Lord, hear us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Amen. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie
eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison,
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Holy, 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 Lord Sabaoth, heaven and earth are full of thy glory and thy majesty. Have mercy on us, O God the Father, Pontificator. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord of hosts, be thou with us. We have no other help in tribulation necessities but thee. Lose from it and pardon, O God, our transgressions we have committed voluntarily and involuntarily, consciously and unconsciously, hidden or manifest. O Lord, amid for the sake of thy holy name by which we are called, according to thy mercies, O Lord, and not according to our sins. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.
Joyously and on, alleluia. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and ever, and unto the ages of ages. Amen. The service of the third watch of the midnight office I offer unto Christ, my King and my God, which is eager to forgive me my sins. From the songs of our teacher David the prophet and the king, may his blessings be upon us all. Amen. Page 199, Psalm 129. Out of the depths have I cried unto thee, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let thy ears be attentive to the voice of my supplication. If thou shalt mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? For with thee there is forgiveness. For thy name's sake have I patiently waited for thee, O Lord. My soul has waited patiently for thy word. My soul has hoped in the Lord. From the morning watches until night, from the morning watches let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption.
And he shall redeem Israel out of all his iniquities. Hallelujah.
Page 203, Psalm 140. Lord,
when I have cried unto thee, hear me. Attend to the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee. Let my prayer be set forth as incense before thee, the lifting up of my hands as an evening sacrifice. Set, O Lord, a watch before my mouth, and a door of enclosure round about my lips. Incline not my heart into words of evil, to make excuse with excuses and sins, with men that work iniquity, and I will not join with their chosen. The righteous man will chasten me with mercy and reprove me. As for the oil of the sinner, let it not anoint my head. For yet more is my prayer in the presence of their pleasures, swallowed up near by the rock of their judges' bin. They shall hear my words, but they be sweetened. As a clod of earth is broken upon the earth, so have their bones been scattered nigh unto Hades. For unto thee, O Lord, are our eyes. In thee have I hoped. Take not my soul away. Keep me from the snare which they have laid for me, and from the stumbling blocks of them that work iniquity. The sinner shall fall into their own net. I am alone until I pass by. Hallelujah.
Page 206, Psalm 147.
Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he has strengthened the bars of your gates. He has blessed your sons within thee. He brings peace upon your borders, and with the fatness of the wheat he fills you. He sends his saying to the earth,
right
swiftly runs his word. He gives his snow like wool, the mist he sprinkles like ashes. He hurls his ice like morsels. Who shall stand before his cold? He shall send forth his word and melt them. His wind shall blow, and the water shall flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments to Israel. He has not dealt so with every nation, nor has he shown judgments to them. Hallelujah.
Glory to God, holy, 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 passage from the Gospel according to St. Luke, the pure disciple. May his blessings be upon us all. Amen.
Chapter according to St. Luke, 12:32-46. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell what you have and give alms. Provide yourselves bags which do not grow old, a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches nor moth corrupts. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Let your waist be girded about and your lamps burning. And yourselves, you yourselves, be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Verily I say to you, that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or come in the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed his house to be broken into. Therefore you also be ready, for the Son of Man is coming and at an hour you do not expect. Then Peter said to him, Lord, do you speak this parable only to us or to all people? And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his master will make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will make him ruler over all that he has. But if that servant says in his heart, my master is delaying his coming, and begins to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and be drunk, the master of that servant will come on a day when he is not looking for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and he will cut him in two and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
May the saved be included in peace. Worship thee, Christ, together with the Father and the Holy Spirit, for thou hast come and saved us. With eyes full of compassion, O Lord, look upon my weakness, for life is well nigh to an end, and in my works there is no salvation. Wherefore I beseech thee, O Lord, with merciful eyes, look upon my weakness, my affliction, my lowliness, and my sojourning, and save me. Since the judge is present, O my soul, take thought and awake and consider that terrible hour. For as in judgment there is no mercy for the merciless, wherefore, O Savior, have pity on me, for thou alone art the lover of man. Save them who with confidence take refuge in thee from trouble, that in all things we may glorify thy pure birth giving for the salvation of our souls.
Amen.
O heavenly King, the comforter of the Spirit of truth, who art everywhere present and fullest all things, O treasury of good and bestower of life, come and dwell in us. Cleanse us from every stain and save a good one in our souls. As thou wast with thy disciples, O Savior, and gavest them peace, come also and be with us and save us and deliver our souls.
When
we stand in the holy temple, we are counted as those standing in heaven. Thou art the gate of heaven, O Mother of God, open to us the door of mercy.
O Lord, hear us, have mercy on us, and forgive us our sins. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
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 Holy, 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 Lord of both, heaven and earth, and above thy glory and thy majesty. Have mercy on us, God the Father, Pontifical. Holy Trinity, have mercy on us, O Lord of hosts, be thou with us.
We have no other help in tribulation and necessities but thee. Loose, submit, and pardon, O God, of transgressions we have given voluntarily and involuntarily, consciously and unconsciously, hidden or manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of thy holy name by which we are called, according to thy mercies, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Make us worthy to pray with thanksgiving, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one.
Through Jesus Christ our Lord, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.